Tornado rips up small Illinois town.
The wind was whipping so hard. Bang, bang, bang. It's just scary.
A call for healing in South Carolina murder case.
I feel forgiveness in my heart.
Investigation into California police violence.
I just see officers swinging their legs, kicking him, punching him.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's not much left in the small town of Fairdale, Illinois, northwest of Chicago.
A lot of lightweight houses didn't stand up very well to the high winds.
At least 17 homes were destroyed. Most of the rest in the town were damaged by a powerful tornado. One woman was killed.
Very slow moving, and it seemed like a mile wide. It was just the largest tornado I've ever seen.
CBS's Adriana Diaz is covering.
Crews combed through each home in Fairdale twice. 11 people were taken to the hospital.
Everything was marked and searched and then rechecked by another crew to make sure we confirmed that there was nobody in there.
I don't know what I have.
Volunteers at the Kirkland Fire Department are distributing food and clothing to hundreds.
We're using the station for the unfortunate. They've lost everything. It's times like now that we really rally around communities.
There's also storm damage in parts of eastern Iowa where trees and power lines came down.
We got the alerts on our phone, and then all of a sudden heard all like the debris hitting the windows, and then probably a little bit bigger than golf ball size hail started hitting the windows.
Heavy rain caused flooding in several Midwest states. Now to South Carolina and the latest on the shooting death of a black man by a white police officer. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
Dash cam video seems to show, at least at the start, a fairly routine traffic stop. There are no angry words between the white officer, Michael Slager, and black motorist Walter Scott. Things change a bit when Scott gets out of his car. The officer tells him to stay.
Get a seat in the car.
Then around 20 seconds later, Scott gets out of his car again and runs. Today we are hearing from the mothers of both Officer Slager and Walter Scott. Slager's mother, Karen, says her son is a good person.
He wants to help people. That's why he became a police officer.
And Walter Scott's mother, Judy, says she is willing to forgive.
I feel forgiveness in my heart, even for the guy that shot and killed my son.
Walter Scott's funeral is set for tomorrow. Steve Futterman, CBS News, North Charleston, South Carolina.
There's an investigation in San Bernardino, California, in another case of violence caught on tape. CBS's Carter Evans says it involves an identity theft suspect trying to elude police.
I've got this guy on a stolen horse.
Aerial footage from Los Angeles station KNBC shows Francis Pusok on horseback, running away from police.
There you go. Here's a deputy chasing him.
Officers fire tasers, bringing the 30-year-old down.
Suspect being tased.
While on the ground, two deputies unleash a fury of kicks, knees, and punches to Pusok's head and body, with his face down and hands behind his back. More deputies arrive, and the beating continues. For nearly 2 minutes, Pusok is struck more than 50 times.
Pusok's family says it's considering a lawsuit. In Washington, a man is accused of kidnapping a woman, fatally shooting a Census Bureau guard, and leading police on a chase through D.C. and Maryland last night. It ended with an exchange of gunfire with police. An officer and the suspect were wounded. The woman's found safe. Secretary of State Kerry has held an historic meeting with his Cuban counterpart in Panama. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The State Department called it a lengthy and productive meeting. It lasted 2 hours and took place in a hotel restaurant with security guards stationed outside. It was the highest level meeting between the U.S. and Cuba in decades. One of the topics was removing Cuba from a list of countries the U.S. accuses of sponsoring terrorism. Its removal from that list would ease financial sanctions and make it easier for U.S. companies to do business in Cuba.
This is Pam Coulter in Panama City. President Obama will have as much anticipated first interaction with Cuban President Raul Castro since he announced the U.S. would end 5 decades of isolation of Cuba. Before leaving Jamaica, Mr. Obama said it was time to try something new, even though the U.S. still has differences with Cuba.
There are still constraints on the ability of the Cuban people to express themselves or to organize political parties or to start a business.
The president has said the engagement is already bringing changes for the Cuban people. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Panama City.
There are growing calls in California and all over social media for a judge to step down for giving a shorter than normal sentence to a man who sodomized a 3-year-old girl. 10 years, not the mandatory minimum of 25 to life. And now Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis is taking his own action.
It's
horrendous crime. So I do intend to appeal the case. The sentence that Judge Kelly gave is an illegal sentence. There's a minimum sentence required if the victim is under 10 years old.
Judge Michael Mark Kelly said he didn't think the man was a true pedophile or a danger to society. Also in Southern California, a car with four people inside went off a road into Los Angeles Harbor yesterday. Bystanders rushed to help.
A mother and a father were like, "Help us, help us. My kids are sinking. They're drowning."
A 13-year-old boy died. An 8-year-old boy is listed in grave condition. The two adults in fair condition. Police are investigating. At least 15 Midwest farms are now affected by a bird flu strain that's deadly to poultry. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Birds are falling dead in front of you, how a North Dakota turkey producer describes the impact of H5N2, a highly contagious virus likely spread by migrating wild waterfowl. More than 600,000 turkeys have either died of disease or have been euthanized.
You feel like you've been sucker punched.
Rob Porter at the very busy University of Minnesota Veterinary Diagnostics Lab.
The past week has been very difficult because it seems like it's been one after another.
About 40 countries have instituted import restrictions. Additional federal assistance is being sought to help an industry under siege. Steve?
Reports say Hillary Clinton will officially enter the Democratic field for president with a Sunday social media post. CBS News political director John Dickerson.
She has to answer the question why she's running. That question is being answered by her opponents and by pundits. They're saying she's the third term of Barack Obama. They're saying she just thinks it's her turn. She's running to take advantage of the fact she would be the first woman nominee. She has to replace those answers with a rationale for her own candidacy.
Republican candidate Ted Cruz leads a group of other likely GOP hopefuls who speak at the NRA's national convention in Nashville today. A month after its glitzy unveiling, Apple's new smartwatch can be pre-ordered today, and you can try them on in stores. CBS's Dave Barrett has our look at what Apple hopes will be its next big seller.
So today's your first shot at putting that new Apple Watch on your wrist.
The watch senses that you're raising your wrist and then activates the display.
There's a digital crown that controls a lot.
It fluidly zooms into apps.
Tech expert Larry Magid says this is key.
All of these third-party apps will determine whether this watch will be wildly successful.
Press another button to see friends' faces. Send them a sketch.
Or you can even share something as personal as your own heartbeat.
Price tag, $349, but if you spring for the 18-karat rose gold case,
it'll cost you $17,000.
Dave Barrett, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, April 10th, the broadcast produced by Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.